successful it is, especially tonight. We hope to go to the Kotel, to the Kosel, and immerse ourselves in Tefila. So I thought it's appropriate to talk about a little more about Tefila. Shev HaGosha, how important every drop of Kabbalah makes for a difference, how powerful the effects of Tefila could be. And this week's Parsha, in case you're not sure which Parsha number, Shlach and Korach is this week, as we know. We're waiting two Parshas this week to catch up with Eretz Yisrael. I can say that something is Parshas Korach. So Parshas Korach talks about, as we know, Korach came with Machokis, and Moshe Rabbeinu challenged his authority and went ahead and basically was upset about the Messias of Yitzhak and Uziel, and was upset about that. Basically, he thought that Moshe was badoy. Moshe was not being honest. It wasn't from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Moshe's leadership was faulty. Moshe's Torah was faulty. He gave one example. He made fun of the tzitzis. How come Shalav and Shaltcheles, the whole story Rashi brings, basically challenged Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership. Aaron should be the Kohen, and who do you think you are? You know, you make all this stuff by yourself. So your Torah is no good, your appointments are, your leadership is faulty, it's no good. That was a basic issue over there. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's not us, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's talking, I'm just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's messenger. Trust me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed me, told me to appoint Aaron to be the Kohen Gadol. That was the fight. So what happens? So Korach responds, no, he brought us to this place with a promise to Eretz Yisrael, never went. So Moshe gets very upset. Rashi says he's upset in the star Adavod. He was very hurt, felt very bad that Korach was leading Klal Yisrael on the wrong path, this rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayichal Moshe Ma'od, Vayomer Hashem, Al Tefen Al Minchasam, don't turn to their mincha. I never took anything from them. Or he says, "Kamehem." Fine. Says Rashi, "Was me al teifin al minchasam, v'pshuto haketores shem akriv v'necha mocher." Don't respond to the ketores which they makriv to you. Al teifin alem, al teifin alehor, alehem. Different gears in Rashi. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to the mincha, the carbon which they makriv tomorrow. That's what Rashi says over here. Ramban says, no, it can't be the Ketores because Korach was not part of the Ketores. He's not going to bring the Ketores tomorrow. The Zavirim was not part of it. So that can't be Pshat. Says Ramban, what is Pshat? Al Pshuto, ki bavur shayu eila, wrote some the Chuhuna, lack of Korban, because these people, Korach Vadasa, wanted to go ahead and be makiv a Korban. Omer Moshe, tefen amun chasam, because they wanted to bring the Korban, they wanted to be the Korban Gedolim. It is, that's what Yisroel Al Tefen Amin Chasam Al Tefen, which means Al Tefen Al Korban Shakriv Honecha V'Al Tfila She's Pauloch. They're coming to you with a Korban, with a Tfila, a Daven to you, that they should be Matzliach Ki Chol HaKorbanos Gam Tfila Yikru Mincha Mincha V'Kosam. So basically he's referring to Tfila, and he calls Tfila the Korban. The Korban is called Tfila. Ki Chol HaKorbanos Gam Tfila Yikru Mincha V'Kosam the Pasuk. That's what Rashi. That's what Ramban said. Pshat is that don't listen to their. They're going to come to you with davening. They're being misbal. They want to win, and they'll come to you and they'll say, Hashem, you know, come on, you know, let us win this victory. Let us be victorious in this war. So the Altram Kelm says an unbelievable thing. What are we talking about over here? This is the Moshe Rabbeinu comes. Moshe Emes, Rasser Emes. He's the leader. He's the one Hakadosh Baruch Hu enabled and appointed the leader of Klal Yisrael. He's the one who taught. Hashem taught him Kol Tarku in the 40 days in Har Sinai. He told him what to do with the Kahuna and the Leviyah, the whole business, tzitzis, all the mitzvahs came from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Korach says, Hashem, listen to me, you know, I want to win. Now, obviously Korach is wrong, right? But Baruch Hu knows he's wrong, you know, so like, how, you know what, Hashem's going to listen to, like, what's the hachmir that Hashem will listen to Korach? Korach is wrong, right? Moshe Rabbeinu's right. Hashem knows he appointed Moshe Rabbeinu and told him to do whatever has to be done in terms of Aaron and Moshe. He told him Hilchos Tzitzis. Moshe Rabbeinu was not wrong, he was right. So Korach is coming, you know, he might win, he's going to daven to Hashem, I should win. Like Hashem's going to respond to go ahead and make him win and throw off everything. I mean, if Korach would win, what would happen? It means Moshe's out the window, right? That means Moshe, whatever he said is not believable. Moshe Badoyu, he's a charlatan, a fraud. whatever he says, he can't trust. Mr. Tzitzis, I don't know what happened with that. I don't know, it'll be different. Mr. Tzitzis, he won't need, he will need more. The more tchelos, less tchelos, whatever the halacha is, but it'll be a whole different Torah, whole different everything. And the whole Torah which was entrusted to Moshe Ben to give to Kai Yisrael is out the window. Now, is that what would happen? I don't know exactly. Maybe Hashem will teach Korach Torah. I don't know. I can't promise what it'll be, but definitely will be a different Torah, a different leadership. Moshe, Hashem decided Moshe should be the leader, Kohen, Aaron should be the Kohen. But it could be, you know, if Aaron, if Korach and his people have enough kavana and daven hard enough that, that they should win, they might win, you know, might win. And everything's out the window. And Hashem, Moshe has to tell Hashem, please, don't listen to their tefillah. Don't do it, don't do it. Who needs such a request? Obviously, that can't happen. It's not shy to happen. Hashem has his plan. He has a master plan, and he set gave his Torah in a certain way, with certain leaders for certain reasons. Right? They should be the ones who give up the Mesorah, and Hashem gave them the Torah to spread and teach us. And well, no, you know, so it could be Talos should not be any strings anymore. I don't know what will happen. The bottom line is, we're both saying very alpha completely. We see the power that Tefillah has to do. It could change all Maisa Braces, all Har Sinai. Everything could be totally different. How Hashem will work it out, I can't tell you. Mustafa, there'll be some way he'll do it. I don't know. But like Dalai from Kham says, like, but that was the plan, and that's the end. The truth of the Torah is supposed to be given to Moshe through Moshe Ben Kal Yisrael. That'll be the greatest effect in Kai. He's the one who's roy to be the leader. But now, no. Yes, of the Dobbins, okay, obviously it's not so easy. Korah's potential for Kavana and all this Mustafa means is towards the people with him, I guess. But these people could be Mahatach, all the Sinoros, everything will be upside down, topsy turvy. Moshe's out, he's voted out, you know, the board of directors decides where he's out, we don't want him anymore, no good, he's a fraud, you know. But he was Emes, he was the real one. And he's the one that Hashem felt was the right one to be the leader. And he's the one that gave Torah's Emes the real Torah. No? Hashem will change, with potential change everything, requires special feeling. From Moshe Ben Chavadish Baruch Hu, please don't. Listen to the feelers, I'll pay for them and trust them. Don't listen to the feeler. Also, this is, you know, whatever you think happened, you know, you have Hashem gave us gzeiras, everyone has a gzeira, a tovo, a rahmanas al ra. Okay, what am I going to do? Hashem, no, there's no such thing. The power field can overturn everything, I both say. The same way we find our both say a little bit later, the next week's parsha, Parsha Lukas, talks about the main meriva. So Hashem wasn't too happy with the way Moshe Rabbeinu conducted himself in terms of the Sela. He hid the Sela, didn't speak to the Sela, of course, the lack of Kiddush Hashem. Says Hashem, Ayom Hashem, Moshe, Bel Aaron, Yanu Amantim Bi, because you not trust me or believe in me enough, like Hisheni, to be Makadish me, Kiddush Hashem, Wayne Israel, Ochain, Lo Savi Wes HaKol Hazeh, you will not bring this congregation, these people, Eloras Hashem, Hashem Satuahem. That's it, forget it, you're out. You're not going to come there as Israel. Says Rashi, what does it mean? Gochen go savil, therefore you should not bring Bishvua, right? Also it means Hashem took an oath, took a Shvua deraisa, I guess the word, not Shvua derabanan, right? Took a Shvua deraisa to say, right, this is why Nishva bekvitza, got up and jumped, you know, and no one pushed him, no one was just, you know, we get up and hurried up and did it. Nishva bekvitza. He hurried up and did it, right? He didn't want them to daven so much. This is Chacham says, what does that mean? Not that they should daven, if Hashem is not going to be over in the Shavua, but you know, we're fading my daven, Hashem was fading my daven, so Hashem makes a Shavua, that's not going to help. I took a Shavua, I can't stop, I'm finished, I can't budge. There's nothing to talk about, no hope, don't start davening, it's not going to help. That's what Rashi is saying according to the Sifsa. But also, again, it's a mother thing over here. I don't understand this, you know. What's Hashem afraid of? He might daven. Gezun, power feels unbelievable. Daven so much, he'll daven, overturn. And you know, he'll make me go ahead and let him go into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so what's so terrible about that? But if he daven so much, and if tefillah was so effective, and it's so powerful, and he daven such that Hashem says, you know, he's deserving of going in, even though the terrible aveir of Lach Kiddush Hashem, okay, so let him go in. So what's the problem? It's up to Hashem to decide if he's right. If we be roy through tefillah, through kocha, v'emun and Hashem, and davening, and beseeching Hashem for achmaris, and tshuva, and bechila, the whole business, so Hashem wants him olchem, so he's right to him olchem. So what's the problem? Elamai, well, it's such a terrible avera, I can't let him in. Okay, so that means it's not roy, and his tefillah can't overturn it. what's Pshat Rabbi? What's Pshat in the pasuk? I think Pshat Rabbi Osai is, again, you see, it's not just how Parrot feel is. More than that, Fila has a special, like, I guess, I don't know how to say it, it's like a magical power. That if someone davens, like Hashem's hands are tied, he's stuck. You know, he's not really Roy. There's nothing, Hashem says nothing, there's no field door he could have done to make it Roy, to overcome such a terrible avera of the public, you know, to not make Hashem Shemayim was a terrible, terrible avera. Hashem says, there's nothing you can do, it's not Roy. He will not be able to do tshuva on this. It's just, to be honest, it's not shayach, and I don't want that to happen. Okay, so it's not going to happen. No, but I'm going to be forced. You know, Hashem says, if he davened such a tefillah, I guess that Hashem planted the bria of tefillah, I guess. Hashem gave koach the tefillah that if someone davened with such koach of iyun, such kavanah, and such sincerity, and such achnah, and such humility, and such Hashem, please help me, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem at a certain point might say, listen, you know, you're not really Roy. You add up all the pros and cons, and it's not enough tshuva, so you can't do it. You can't overcome that gezeirah. But you're dominating. If you're dominating, I can't do it, you know? There's only one thing Hashem said can stop it. The shvua. I can't be over in the shvua. So you have, I guess, two forces of nature, like Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. So I guess shvua wins out. But if there was no shvua, Hashem says, I'm afraid he might daven with such degree of power that I will not be able to say no to Tfila. I'll have to say yes, not because he's Roy, but because Tfila is a special koach, above and beyond nature, I guess, beyond Torah, Hashem's Torah's nature. I mean, nature is physical, but Tfila is so strong that if someone davens gezut in such a powerful way, he can overturn something when he's not really right to be overturned. And he really deserves to be punished, deserves not to go to Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem says, I'm stuck, I can't. And therefore, Hashem had to get up and be kofis b'shvua. No matter what, I can't. I promise I'm not going to take Moshe Ben, because Moshe Ben cannot leave Kaiser there at the trail, because I swore I can't do it. I can't do it. Once that happens, there's nothing that happens. I know it feels powerful, but you can't budget to the Shua. Hashem doesn't want to be over under Shua. You know, both are just two verses, just two shmuzim, just to tell us, the makshiv to us, how powerful the feel is. The person's Roy, not Roy. The feel can overcome it. And even the feel of the Russia, Korach, to knock over all of the whole Mesorah, the whole Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, the whole way Hashem planted and plants and make the Sinas HaTorah to Kal Yisrael, it would be overcome, and that's how powerful Mesorah HaBoh said. That's how powerful. That's how powerful Tefillah HaBoh said. So tonight HaBoh said, or anytime, not just tonight, but whenever we question Eretz Yisrael, we're closer to Tach Kanfei Shechita, we're right near the opening where Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, here's the field as it goes up through the Beis HaMikdash, with such an opportunity to improve, as Rav Lubin mentioned, this man should be focused on trying to improve our tefillos, because they are so powerful, and our needs, we all have needs, are both everyone here has needs, whether it's learning, whether it's health, whether it's ruchnias, whether it's shidduchim, whatever it might be, parnasa, shalom bayis, kibud avayim, whatever it might be, Rabbo say. They're such a powerful weapon, tool at our hands, utilize it, work on it, and immerse yourself in the field to go ahead and have those tzakashas be mekuyah.